Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. This is Valerie. This is Activity Magdalum. And this is... You can introduce yourself.
Okay. My name's The Truth Disciple. And I mostly cover trending topics, historical topics, or just social issues that relates to me.
Okay.
So how are you today?
I'm pretty good, actually. Working. Okay. Yeah, getting all my things ready. But yeah, I'm pretty good. My podcast, it's basically, do conspiracies, do narrations, they do very underrated crimes. I try to steer away from like pop culture, like Ted Bundy, Jeffrey Dahmer, that everybody knows everybody's story about. And I try to hit like the ones that are even crazier and that people don't acknowledge it as much. That's kind of my stick in this thing. I've actually heard some of your episodes. I actually do enjoy it. I really like the one, it's like Who Pays in the First Date. I actually listened to with my cousin on my second podcast because he thought it was pretty cool. And like the one that I recently heard yesterday was about the Adolf Hitler was actually pretty interesting. It made me think about it. So it's pretty cool.
A lot of people don't know about King Leopold. A lot of people, especially historical books and countries, overlook him and just try to like basically cast him away and act like that never happened. It's basically covered up. So what are the topics we're going to talk about today?
So I don't think I've really hit a conspiracy episode in my channel yet. It was really cool that we both agreed on it because I was like, oh, it's pretty cool. I think it's so cool. Yes. Conspiracy theories.
I watch them on YouTube all the time.
You watch like Shane Dawson?
Yes, Shane Dawson.
Oh my God, yes. So we're going to hit like these two topics that I know Shane Dawson talked about one time. And I was like, wow, this actually really interested me a lot. So like, I found a lot of information upon it and we could talk about it. Okay. You probably heard about it, and obviously I'd want your opinion on it or your take on it. Maybe we'll agree, we'll disagree, not a problem. So let's start with it. I really wanted to talk about this because it's, I think around like 2000, when I graduated, 2013, there was this rumor about Avril Lavigne being dead and that she has like this double. Her name is Melissa Vandella. It's like a close friend of hers supposedly taking over this singer and basically being her this whole time, and Avril committed suicide. So at this point, when I heard it, the first time I heard it, I was like, oh, this is like, I don't think so. It's BS, all this. But then when I'm really looking at the transition from her being this pop punk, like how everyone remembers her, Skater Boy, Complicated, all these like different styles, and then it goes from, remember that Hello Kitty music video?
Yes.
Yeah, like it was just like a weird transition when I first saw it. I was like, boy, what the hell is this? How'd it go from like edgy, like screw you, all this like grungy to like cutesy, like
popness, yeah.
Yeah, right? So then I first saw it, I was like, this kind of makes sense to me. So, I mean, what is your opinion like based on what you heard before we started?
Conspiracies pertaining to people's deaths always have a tricky narrative for me because, one, it's not always based on fact. And that's the thing I like about conspiracies. It's not always based on fact, logic, and sometimes it's like more enjoyable that way. So I just want to analyze this, then give you my take on it because I'm not too familiar on it. So I just want to know the situation, like when she was expected to die, like how she died. And like I just want to get the
yes I had all the tea I got everything
okay
So yeah, no, I agree with you, the conspiracy thing. I think it's just fun, and I feel like it unionizes everybody, giving their own opinion and take on it. So I feel like at the same time, yes, it's scary and people think that conspiracies are all this dark shit, but I feel like in a way it unionizes everybody together into thinking all these things. It's actually pretty cool. Like I've bonded with people that I would never regularly talk about, and I'll be like, "Hey, like, what do you think about this? Oh, do you think this is a hoax?" Like it's pretty cool actually.
But some of the ones about like aliens, like some of those feel real.
Like
Some
which
of
one
those.
specifically?
Like there's this channel on YouTube called The Dark Theory or something like that, and it talks about aliens like coming to the planet, visiting. They've been here for thousands of years, and like they have hardcore evidence based on books, men that quoted seeing aliens, like actual events in history. So
So,
that's
yeah.
stuff like that. It's kind of believable.
Yeah, supposedly when I it wasn't Dark Theory. I think watching it, another, I think it was on the History Channel, if I'm not mistaken. It was like mostly with hieroglyphics. Well, you mean you can read it any way you want, it's because it's a picture, and art is pretty universal when it comes to that. But supposedly in the hieroglyphic, there was like a drawing of some saucer-looking thing helping them
Really?
with these. Yeah, I don't remember where I saw it, but it, I don't know if I read it in an article or I read it or I saw it on the TV. And it was like these saucer-looking things and helping them out with the pyramids or helping them out in general.
Are you serious?
It was really cool. I just don't remember where. I'll send you a link when I find it. It was really cool. And I mean, actually, I'm gonna look at that dark theory thing because I'm extremely interested in aliens.
Yes, his voice creepy. And it makes
Like,
it sounds better.
great.
It's
No,
like
I love
creepy in
that.
a scary way, but it's like creepy as in like getting you into the story.
Oh, I like it. I'm all about spooky, spooky season. This month is my favorite. Everything about it.
Yeah, I love Halloween.
Oh, the best. All right, so let's start off with this conspiracy. Supposedly, so I gave you pretty much the summary of what was going on. So the theory that Avril became like this body double, it started appearing like around 2003, really, the earliest when I was looking it up, because I really heard about it in like the beginning, the 2010s. So it explains how Avril indulged in this weird behavior, with changing from this pop punk, as I said before, to this like cutesy Hello Kitty K-pop kind of thing. So supposedly that this girl Avril had like this complicated time in her life that, well, this part was real, that she had in 2003, that her grandfather passed away shortly. And before she recorded her second album, so all that pressure of making like her career and touring and making this album, and her grandfather being in the hospital, it really stressed her out to the point that she committed suicide. And supposedly, at this time, the record label that was with Avril at the time knew that she was in good friends with Melissa at this moment. Melissa was a good friend of hers, and they looked very similar at the time. It grew very close together during that time as well. And supposedly they say that Avril even taught Melissa how to sing just like her. So this hoax, like, it went out of control, and the record company proposed that the idea of Vandella taking over the role of being Avril was either real or whatever you want to really think about it. So according to all this, Under My Skin, which was one of her albums, it was Avril's voice at this point. But the promotional pictures and the performance and everything that was done was Melissa. So the next album that was in the 2007, which was The Best Damn Thing, which is honestly my favorite album, and I love that album, it was both her vocals and music sounded kind of different at this point. And a lot of critics commented that Avril transitioned from grungy punk to pop punk era, and with Girlfriend as the lead single form of the album. So what's weird about this is at this point, people started looking at this person that Avril used to be very, friendly and open to her crowd. And at this point, when supposedly the double came out, she wouldn't let anybody touch her. She didn't want anybody near her. She was like afraid of people really looking at her for too long. And they say that they put together that Avril sounded a little lower, had a much more lower range when she was singing than Melissa does, supposedly. And you could see the differences that Avril had surgery, and you could see her nose. And when I actually saw the picture, Avril's nose is completely different from the one it is now. Yeah, like her chin, her jaw, her nose, a lot of weird things was different.
This is creeping me out.
It's really weird. You have to see the video. And supposedly the way she also writes is completely different. Because, you know, at a certain point when you're aging, you're already mastered your motor skills when it comes to writing, especially how you grip a pen. So at this point, a fan noticed that there is a completely different way of how she gave signatures or how she wrote anything. So at this point, then also besides that, one of the members who was close to Avril before he left the band in 2004, which is the same time the theory proposed that Melissa took over the role after leaving, he said that on one of the releases, it may or may not have been about Avril's demise. So in these two songs, supposedly, that it says that Melissa's coming out, that she's not Avril, that she's Melissa, and she's taking over Avril in these two songs that I looked up. And one of them is called Broken, and the lyrics go like this: feeling so alone, just want to know why every day is just so hard on me. Today was the worst day of my life, living a lie, torn apart all inside. I cannot find out what I need. Then there's another song called Best Years of Our Lives, and it go, I never thought we would ever end. I never thought I'd lose my best friend. Everything is different now. Can we stop the world from turning? So I feel like it's to Avril, since she passed away, singing it to her at this point.
Yeah.
So at that point, when Avril did supposedly committed suicide, she was only 18 at the time, and she couldn't handle the media and all that, and she signed a two record deal, and the company hired Melissa at this point as the double. So that's basically all the switcheroo. But supposedly that Avril now supposedly talked that, yeah, she's not Melissa, that she's not this person, it's not this. So it's really confusing. I mean, it's still a working theory that people have. There's a lot of videos when it comes to her talking, performance, the marriage, this and that. It's just weird. I mean, there's more information, but it's like it's been changing recently since it's really sparked a lot, especially with, I know Shane Dawson talked about this recently, and it's just been this huge controversy. It's creepy as hell.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Are there any like pictures circulating of both the best friend and Avril together recently, or they've never been seen together?
Well, in the past, there was like a picture of them together.
And do they look like exactly the same person?
Yeah, very alike.
Oh gosh,
it's alike. It's weird.
This might be true.
I don't know. It's. Now, like, I mean, I haven't really looked up anything recently because I don't really see it. So I don't know if, like, if they're still friends or, like, you know, it would make sense if you have these rumors to, like, hang out with this person at the same time. But it's also, like, technology is also so advanced that they could do that too.
Yeah.
Like, Parent Trap with Lindsay Lohan. Like, imagine the technology before making those. Like, I thought it was two different girls. I thought they were twins when I first saw it the first time. And yeah, imagine the technology now.
That's something. So do you think Avril Lavigne is dead and the best friend replaced her, or you think they're both alive and the best friend is just acting as her?
I feel like all this evidence, it makes a lot of sense, because I've actually was in a wormhole looking at every single thing about this, because it was like, what the hell is going on here? It's also like, how do you it's like I don't and then I do. So it's like, I mean, if I have these rumors speculating that I'm dead or I'm this and that, like, I would kind of invite this person over on some live webcam or something and be like, hey, like, I'm not dead. Like, this is just my friend and I'm the one doing everything. I just changed myself, because people do change styles. Like Paramore. Paramore also went from this grungy, like, punky thing. Now they're like kind of like popish, like how Avril is now. Like, you need to change a little bit. Like, also Panic at the Disco is the same way. they were like emo, grungy, like screw this kind of thing, and now they're like cutesy musical, which
or I mean, like Kanye, with
yes,
Nicki Minaj,
yes,
change all the time. And it's not a bad thing. It's just like they're evolving and they're changing into a different character themselves.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. So, what do you think of all this?
This is a this is a strong one, but I feel that it's not. I don't feel it's real, because there's too many factors and variables to like equate into this being actually true. But it's an interesting theory. It's a very interesting one, because if you look at her personality and you notice the time period when she fell off, like she fell off recently. You notice when she fell off and she came back, like she recently made her comeback. Mm-hmm. So that could be a part of the evidence given to the situation.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, what is the reasoning behind all of this? Like, why all of a sudden she would become depressed from losing her grandfather, and then she would kill herself, and then magically the record label would just have someone to replace her in a split second? Like, stuff like that. Really,
yeah, very conveniently.
Yeah, it's very convenient. Mm-hmm. And it's just too perfect, you know?
Right, right.
Yeah. So that's how I feel about it. But how do you feel?
I mean, I'm really in and out when it comes to this, because I understand with like the change, and like it's good to have change. It's like I don't want to hear the same old thing over and over and over and again.
Same singing, the same flow.
Oh, 100%. With the handwriting, I'm like in and out on that, because I mean, I personally changed my handwriting so many times over the years.
Same.
So, yeah, so it's like that kind of makes sense. But
or when you're writing fast.
Yes, when you're writing really fast, or when you have to write like really nicely, or if it's for something specifically, that's different. But like, it's just like, if you see the facial like similarities, it is wild. That part you have to see. It's really crazy, the differences. I'll probably upload on Instagram
or send it to me.
I will send to you the link too. It's really weird.
And she is kind of creepy. Like, people say she's like a devil worshiper, but I don't want to get into too much of that. Yeah, people say like she's a part of the Illuminati, so that could be another thing.
They say that about a lot of celebrities, though.
Yes. Like, they say some of her music videos are alluding to devil worshiping and like satanic rituals, but I'm not sure how much evidence that actually is.
I don't know. They say that a lot about the Beatles too. They said that about Britney Spears. They said that about a lot. If you reverse it, you could hear some devil chanting. Yes, but
they said that about Britney Spears.
Oh, I love her. But I was so pissed when that happened. But it's a lot. But I just think that one really stuck out to me, because it was like, how would that become so perfectly and take over? But you're right, when the whole thing that she was missing, and when that Hello Kitty music video came up, it was out of nowhere.
Exactly, it looked like a cover-up.
I thought it was a completely different artist.
Really?
I really thought it was what's her name? I don't know why I thought it was Carly Rae Jepsen or something like basic like that.
Basic.
I thought it was like some basic, and I was listening, I was like, this kind of sounds like Avril. Then I realized it was Avril, and I was like, no way. where did this come from?
Yeah.
The girl dropped the face of the earth.
Exactly. That would be stronger evidence than just her best friend replacing her in the music industry.
Can you imagine if it was real? And she's like, yeah, like she's been dead, I've been taking over.
And so what would happen to the girl's actual life? Would she just drop off the face of the earth? Would she just stop talking to her own family? Like,
I mean, at this point, she would be obliterated by pop culture. I think everyone would attack this poor girl. I mean, if it was real, I would feel bad, because she's trying. She's taking over, you know, an amazing person's career and, like, basically her legacy, which is an amazing legacy, because her songs are amazing. She's an amazing songwriter. So I feel like it's also, like, lying to the audience too,
and it's unfair to the people who listen to her.
Of course it's unfair for her too, but I feel, I don't know, people are just I don't know. People are just a little too sensitive lately. So I feel like they would just... Agree with me 100%. I feel like everyone's a little too sensitive.
1,000%.
So I feel like it's just... I feel like this poor girl would be just obliterated completely.
You can't have an opinion...
No, you cannot.
Different from somebody else.
No.
Like, it's impossible. Or different from the mainstream.
Yes. You'll be attacked. No, you'll completely.
Be attacked just for having a different opinion. Especially on sensitive topics like immigration, abortion, stuff like that. If you don't agree with the narrative or the like popular narrative, mm-hmm. you're going to be attacked. Just expect it.
Right.
And blackballed.
That's a topic. But I feel like, I mean, people have opinion about everything. I mean, it shouldn't be really like, yeah, you're supposed to believe this and you're supposed to believe it. That's like a dictatorship. Like, I think I'm free to have my own opinions. I mean, I'm not really scared of showing my opinion. I don't care if like that person gets triggered, but it's what I believe in. If you don't like it, fine. But maybe if I don't agree with you, I'm not gonna attack you or verbally attack you. Or like, dude, I'm gonna respect it.
And let's just agree to disagree.
Exactly. Like, if you and I agree, and if I agree on something and you totally disagree, we'll both give our opinions, we'll both see it out, but obviously we're not going to find a grounding answer ever, but, I mean, we talked about it, and we both respect each other when it comes to that.
And we're okay with having different opinions.
Of course. Of course. Just like when I have, like, people around me, and I'm Latin, and I have people coming, and they're talking about, like, politics and Republicans, and I'm like... You know, maybe I don't disagree with some of the things there, but it's not like we're going to kill each other over it either.
Exactly.
I don't hate them. I don't hate Republicans. I mean, I don't agree with certain things. I don't agree with Trump at times, but I'm not going to, you know, go crazy or be overly sensitive.
A lot of people are.
A lot of people can't handle different opinions.
A lot of little snowflakes are very sensitive. Now, I hope I don't get canceled.
To bring you down just for having a different opinion.
Oh my god. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Especially on topics that are
Sorry, I didn't hear you.
Oh, especially on topics that are minute.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want to move on to the second?
Yes. So this one's a big one.
Okay.
This one is
Wait.
Yeah.
Oh, you're gonna cut this in half, so let me just say, add my podcast. It's called The Truth Disciple. Please listen and follow and favorite my channel.
Where can we find you specifically?
You can find me on Spotify, Google Podcast, Anchor for sure, and follow me on my Instagram at The Truth Disciple.
Is that the social media platform you're using only?
And Twitter too.
Where can we find you on Twitter?
Just give me one second.
Mm-hmm. That's literally me because I have to memorize it and it's like so complicated and I forget.
It's The Truth DISCIP 1. You should follow me too.
I'll add you.
Yes. Okay. Let's do the second topic.
All right. So this one's a big one. I have actually written a paper on this in my high school and I've actually had like not fights, but I've had arguments with it and I was fine with it. Because people have their opinion, as we said before. So, this is the big one. I think this is like the ultimate controversy besides like the fake moon landing. Mm-hmm. It's the 9/11 controversy.
I've heard so many things about that.
I've heard
it was a bomb. I've heard it was CGI. Like, I've heard so many things about it. I've heard it was like a setup by the government so they can invade Iran or Iraq.
Yes, yes. I feel like they needed like some kind of reason to invade them.
I've also heard that Osama bin Laden is really not dead.
No, I've heard that too. He's not dead at all. He's still hiding. Yeah. Because the picture doesn't really look like him. Like, I don't know if you've seen it. I mean, I've seen a lot of crazy gore shit, but they've had one of him, his decapitated head. It doesn't really look like him.
Yeah, I feel like it's really not him, but it could be. It could be.
I don't know. It's kind of weird.
So, are you think he's still hiding in like one in the Middle East?
Oh yeah, a lot of these people are. Just like what's his name that just died? That pedophile millionaire, billionaire, whatever his name was. I forgot his name now. Epstein. What's his name?
I'm not sure.
Oh my god, what's his name? Something Epstein. Yeah, he was. He like recently like he committed suicide in the jail, really? Apparently. But there,
oh, the one with like that was related to like Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton.
Yeah, he was friends with all of them, and Trump was his best friend, and basically like they discovered he was a pedophile, this and that, and he quote killed himself in jail when there was really no evidence. There was no, everything was just weird.
Yeah, hopefully Hillary Clinton does not see this video.
Oh my god.
There's a lot of stuff about her and what she does. Oh. And bloat as well.
But yeah, no, I believe that. I believe that 100%. Like, they say Steve Jobs isn't dead. There was a picture, actually, that they say that this guy looked 100% like him in Egypt. That he was chilling in Egypt.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was he, like, sitting down with, like... Was he sitting down?
Yeah, he was sitting down with, like, a beige suit. Like, a beige...
I saw that.
It was weird, right?
I saw that on Instagram, yes. It was weird.
It was really weird.
So similar.
Yeah, no, it was extremely similar. So that's, I don't know, that's probably a whole different topic, but yeah.
But I also feel like, based on our genes, there could be people on this earth that look exactly like us in Asia, in Africa, in South America, or wherever you are. Because there are billions of people, and you don't think at least one of those people looks like you or has the same features as you. But that's a different topic. That's about biology and genes.
You know, there's a website that you can find your twin, apparently.
Everyone has a twin?
Well, supposedly there's I've heard that there's 7 people in the world who look exactly like you.
Are you serious?
Supposedly. That was always a thing. There's a website that I don't remember what it's called, that you upload your picture and you could find your twin. There was a girl on Tumblr who did that, and I forgot what her name was, and dude, exactly like her, everything like her.
Was it in a different country or continent?
She, no, they were both in... No. Yeah. Her twin was from, like, Europe, but she was, like, here in the United States.
Okay.
It was really... sense. Like, dude, exactly alike. It was That's crazy. Weird.
Okay, but all right. What's the second topic? Let's get back.
Okay, so, I mean, everyone... What's up?
These are great topics for the other collaborations we're going to have.
Oh, yeah, definitely. All right, so, I mean, everyone knows when 9/11 was.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly, I mean, everyone, this topic is something that everyone remembers, where they were, what they felt, who they were possibly with, and what their surroundings felt like. Like, me personally, I do remember it pretty vividly. So, I mean, I was in first grade, and I remember everyone freaking out and running out of the school. We were getting evacuated. I didn't know what was going on, and my dad picked me up in a rush. And
where were you at the time?
What?
Where were you at the time?
Where was I?
The city.
Oh, I was in I was in North Bergen.
Okay.
In Jersey. And yeah, he picked me up, and he was freaking out. He didn't tell us what was going on, because everyone was screaming and running and freaking out in my town, and it was scary. And then he went to pick up my cousin, and she was crying, and he didn't want to tell us what was going on. And then we saw the TV, and we were like, what the hell's going on? And he took us to the skyline in Weehawken, and it's a beautiful view of New York. You see all of New York from there, and it's just all this smoke, all this air. And he showed us what was going on. He didn't explain it, but it was really scary, because everyone was screaming. You hear sirens, you hear... You see, like, the clouds, you see all this paper flying around. It was intense.
How do you even go to sleep that day? Like, how do you even continue your life?
No. My cousin and I were terrified. We didn't know what was going on. I mean, we were more scared of people screaming around us and freaking out. And her and I didn't sleep.
The biggest events in history.
It was incredible. It was a crazy experience. What about you?
Yeah, this happened when I was also in first grade. I was in Texas, and we were getting evacuated. And my mom came and picked us up, picked me and my brother up, and called our dad. Mm-hmm. We got to the house, and we went onto the news, and we saw what was happening. Mm-hmm. And it was scary, unbelievable, and very traumatic. Mm-hmm. My mom was crying when she saw the news. She was devastated. We were all devastated. But it was big, big news. And it was out of nowhere, too.
Oh, extremely out of the blue.
But,
you know. So, yeah, there was, like, some claims that, well, I've seen a lot. I've seen so many documentaries on this. I've seen, like, a lot of the movies that were out. A lot of the personal. I've been to the actual museum that mm-hmm. they recently opened. I think it opened, like, a few years ago or 2 years ago. I don't know, something like that. And because New York is not far from me. It's, like, 20 minutes from me. And we went to the museum one time, and it was something. It was a lot. It was very, the atmosphere was very sorrowy. It was thick. It was inexplainable, the feeling. And it was like they built this museum around where Ground Zero actually was, because in the middle of the museum was still a piece of a structure from the building still there. I believe it said something like freedom or save us all or something. I just don't remember now. But it was very, it was weird feeling. It was eerie. And it was hauntingly gorgeous seeing that. And all these people were surrounding it. And yeah, we went there when it was like actually kind of opened. And it was a lot of people. And like they picked up all the remnants that were there. Shoes, lipstick, heels. There was one room that was like a theater. And I think that place was really hard to like actually sit in, because it was the last voicemails, messages from like the people that were still in the plane, and a lot of people were crying. There was tissues there. There was like the offer tissue boxes. It was a beautiful place, and what was going on in the plane? How they think the hijackers like took over, and people would also give their own speeches on it. And they had this huge wall of all the people that died, and it's all their pictures were there, and people would leave flowers, they would leave letters, and people also left their own experience on it. You could type it out. I think you type it out. We wrote it out, and you would leave it in a box explaining your experience on what happened. And then it shows it, like they scan it, I guess, and they show it on the screen. So they keep like shuffling it around, so a lot of people wrote it. And it was extremely beautiful. You should go one day. It's a very nice museum. And it's right next to that beautiful little water fountain they made by Ground Zero. Mm-hmm. It's not pricey. It's really nice. You will like it. It's a lot to read. It's a lot. It's nice. It's really nice.
So what was the conspiracy?
So the conspiracy is, I mean, I 100% believe that, you know, there was already pre-bombs there. Mm-hmm. Because when I was watching the videos carefully, and people have commented and people have talked about it, and people that were actually there, they were like, this is suspicious. They said that during, like, before, well, the day before, or like a week before, or like in the morning of, they heard like a lot of like weird noises under the buildings. And then when the day happened in the morning, they heard like a big boom, like a demolition kind of bomb. Mm-hmm. First, when the planes were about to hit, well, when the planes hit already, they heard like the demolition bomb go off completely, like it was a controlled thing. So I mean, at that point, the people that were already outside of it said they heard like a big boom, 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 like multiple times.
When a plane crashes, you don't hear a boom.
No, of course. Yeah, you don't hear a boom. You only hear maybe just the first, as soon as it first enters, you hear like the fine.
Stuff clashing and breaking.
Yeah. So you don't hear multiple things, especially from, why would you hear from so below?
Yeah.
Why? That doesn't make any sense. So, and also the way it fell was perfectly like down, like a domino. All the way down, like, you know, if it would explode everywhere, if it's like a crash, like I don't know if you've ever seen like plane, I mean, there was, I don't remember where it was, and it was like either a helicopter or a plane crashed into this building, and it just like fell off by the side, not completely down, if that makes sense.
Yes.
And what's it called, and they also seen that and they say also, I mean, this whole thing also with like the the what's it called, that the fuel doesn't melt away the beams. I don't know about that because I'm not sure, and I'm not like a major in when it comes to like engineering and it comes to that, but like when I've seen the documentaries, I say that supposedly like the fuel of the plane would never, you know, completely shatter that building down because the structure was so well made.
It would never go straight into it.
It would have never done that.
Yeah. So is it saying that it was a planned bomb?
They said it was a planned bomb. There was many reasons. Was it for
the U.S. to invade the Middle East?
That too. I mean, I believe that 100%. There was really no reason in, you know, America to invade or come to terms with having, you know, this enemy and all this. They had to find 100% reason that everyone would be on board with and go.
And America has done a lot of shady stuff in the past, not exactly pertaining to slavery, but a lot of foreign relations stuff with African countries, Asian countries, and how they do their diplomacy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this wouldn't be surprising at all.
Whatsoever. Oh, yeah. And supposedly, so there was this man, his name was Larry Silverstein. He was this American businessman. He was developer of making the World Trade Center. And at this point, supposedly there was this rumor. I mean, I'm thinking out of my head because I don't have the actual evidence in front of me. But it was that, and my dad was like one of the, this was one of his first conspiracy theories my dad first thought about, because he, you know, he's heard around, he's lived in New York a lot, he knows a lot of policemen, he knows a lot of the weird stuff. And he said that this man, strangely, for no reason, I think it was like a week or 1 to 3 weeks before the actual attack, he put an insurance policy on the towers.
What?
Yeah.
Is there a record of that?
Yeah, there was a record of that. So why would you do that out of the blue?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I read that one recently and I just remember, I'm like, oh my god, I remember my dad said something like that like when around that time that happened, kind of. And it was just like who told me that? No, my dad told me that a few years ago. He told me like, yeah, like, because he was watching it, he was like really obsessed with it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that supposedly this man, he took out a billion dollar insurance, and he got a shit ton of money out of this whole attack, out of this too.
So has anyone ever questioned him about the policy, or no one has really brought it up to him?
I don't think so, because I've only just seen like that he did that. I haven't really seen an interview on that at all. They should. It's because weird.
How would you even explain that? How would you explain the reason you took out a policy?
True. Exactly. Just like when murderers, like these, like there's murderers that kill their spouses and they collect the insurance. That's kind of suspicious, you know?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So there's also been other witnesses that were around that time, and many mysterious deaths that happened with eyewitnesses that were going on during the decade before and after 9/11 situation. So a lot of the people that who worked there in the building, who have been inside the actual building, so the first were the first witnesses, obviously, and even people who are connected to suspects, which is the George Bush family. So Barry Jennings, who worked for the emergency coordinate, he said he saw the explosions in the base of Building 7 and stepped over bodies and said no one died. Later on, he mysteriously died.
What?
Yeah, and there's another one. There's more. So another person, he mysteriously died out of nowhere. So another person, Beverly Eckerd, lost her husband to 9/11. She couldn't believe the story she was hearing. So she was given money from the government to keep quiet, but she said no. She mysteriously died at 57 after a commuter airplane crashed a week before that she met with former President Barack Obama, because they were discussing with many other people how they lost their loved ones. Really?
Wow.
Another person, Bertha, this one's my favorite one. Bertha Champagne, who was a babysitter for Marvin Bush's family. She was found at 62 years old, crushed to death by her car in front of the Bush's family's driveway. She most likely knew something about 9/11 since she was basically the Bush's family's babysitter.
Yeah.
There are many stories just like that, and people who know what really happened and had to stay quiet because of that, because they didn't want trouble or the government threatened them or bought them out.
Yeah, there are a lot of stuff that the government buys out and tries to shut people out.
Oh, 100%. But I just thought these three people were extremely out of the blue and coincidentally.
They try to cover it up and say, oh, it was a mystery. Or they would rather say he killed himself or she killed herself.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they always go to. It's always a suicide. They always rule it out as a suicide.
Oh, just like with his name was Jeffrey. Jeffrey Epstein, that's his name. Just like with him, they ruled him out. But a lot of things were weird. The body bag didn't make sense.
How did you end up in a prison with no available tools to kill yourself?
That's what I was thinking. Like, how would he kill himself if they take out everything? They check you out. They give you a cavity search. They do everything. How would he have killed himself?
Do you drown yourself in the toilet? Like, what would you do?
Exactly.
And you would see the water in his lungs or in his body.
100%. And you can't really choke yourself out. How are you going to cut yourself? How? There's a lot of things.
Are you going to scratch yourself until you die?
There would be evidence under your nails that you did it.
And you'd see the marks.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely.
And all these FBI agents and high-tech medical people, like who do autopsies on people who've died, like, how do you just rule out a suicide without telling the public or the government how he specifically died? You just said, oh, it's a suicide.
Did you see the death pictures?
No.
There's a comparison. I looked at it. There was a comparison of him, like, laying on his side and the picture of the supposed body. It is very different. The ear is different.
What?
The nose is different.
Oh, my gosh.
Me. A lot of it. No, you have to see it. A lot of it is very. I will send it to you. I'll send you everything. It is weird. I was looking at it and I was like analyzing. And I was like, okay. I was being weird and I was tracing what was different from it. Because, like, his nose is kind of weird here. And
you should be a detective.
Honestly, I really want to. There's a part of his ear that in the after one, it's like a specific line from it and it looks a little bigger than from the normal one. I'll show you. I can't even explain it. It's weird. A lot of it's like, I think it's just a dummy.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's pretty much like mostly my conspiracy on 9/11, because that's the one I strongly believe in.
Mm-hmm.
Is those explosions and the witnesses dying out of nowhere, and this guy Larry getting his insurance like weeks before the actual attack out of nowhere.
If that isn't fishy, I have no idea what is.
Yeah, exactly. How much of all these things can you accumulate for it to be, you know, kind of wonky?
Yeah, and the 9/11 one is way more believable than the Avril Lavigne one. Yes. Because I've heard too many conspiracies for this not to have the slightest bit of truth to it. Mm-hmm. Like, there's too much stuff going on. This person mysteriously dies after she witnessed what happened in the building.
Mm-hmm.
After she just mysteriously dropped dead, and there was no autopsy, and she was just buried out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
right.
Stuff like that. And the people who survived, why didn't they come out and testify and say what really happened?
And supposedly there was people that were bought out to be actors. Like, I mean, I don't know if you heard about that. Both those tragedy actors, I think they're called, or disaster actors.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you haven't heard about that? Really? They've had that, like, people. There was people similar. I think it was in Sandy Hook. This girl was very similar to another disaster that happened in, oh my God, what was it? I don't know if it was Pulse or the Las Vegas shooting. I don't remember which one. And these people looked very familiar. So it's like these things, you think that a lot of these people were paid out to act and say their own, like, script kind of an interview when it comes to this.
I just want to clear this up before, like, mm-hmm. people take this in the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
We're not saying this is not, like, the 9/11 thing didn't really happen. we're not saying it didn't really happen like this. We're just saying an alternate explanation of what really happened. We're not saying...
Oh, no, 100%. I think it's a horrible, horrible event.
But we're just saying this might have happened, and these are the reasons why.
It's just a lot of it, just it's very out of place.
Fishy, yeah.
It is extremely fishy. There's also like speculation with the video, like you said, with CGI. It just looks weird because I've seen the plane in many different angles when I've seen it online, because he recently uploaded also like unseen videos of 9/11 on Reddit, and a lot of it is really, it just looks strange. Like, I just believe, like, honestly, I believe, like, action movie airplanes crashing more than this.
Yeah. And so where are all the pictures from the satellites? Where are all the street cameras that saw all this stuff? So we can see where it came from the angle it hit, and, like, mm-hmm. everything that happened. And this defies the laws of physics, because there's no way a plane is going to crash and go straight into it and not even create, like, an explosion type. It just goes straight into it and it makes a huge hole.
Mm-hmm.
And it blows up.
Right, right.
It's just way too convenient.
I think it's very strange.
A smart person would defy and say, maybe this is not true, because an actual critical thinker would not accept something as the truth until they do their own research.
Mm-hmm.
I like about conspiracies, because you're not just accepting what your mom is telling you, what the government is telling you, what whoever is telling you. You're actually doing your own research and forming your own opinion.
Mm-hmm. No, I think 100%. I feel like people should really think about it. You know, I'm not saying that, you know, this was a whole, like, a I don't think it's 100% government. I feel like, yeah, maybe a lot of these things were real, but it's very loosely true.
Yeah.
Loosely, very, because I mean, my heart goes out to all that. I mean, the event is very sad. The museum is incredibly sad. I mean, I feel for those people. It's a horrible experience, but it's just a lot of things are just unexplainable, and there's not enough answers when there's more questions.
It's very perfect.
Mm-hmm. It was a lot, right? That was a lot.
Yes, I love conspiracies, but they're a little bit scary too.
Oh, I love conspiracies, 100%.
We don't know
who's
listening right now.
True. It could be the government. Oh fuck, I'm canceled now.
Same.
I'll probably disappear in my driveway now.
If I don't hear back from you,
here's my evidence.
This is what happened, and if this video goes down, we already know what happened to you. If it just gets removed out of nowhere, we know what's going on.
They'll probably like cancel our podcast, be like, no, this person never existed.
The truth of life, what's that?
Oh, it's activating the amygdala. Is that a science term?
Exactly. The amygdala in the body or on space?
Be like, disciple? You mean like Jesus' disciple? That was years ago.
Exactly. But this is really fun.
This was really fun. Yeah, of course. No, thanks for like collabing. Yeah, this was really fun. We need to do this again, definitely.
We definitely will do this again.
Cool. All right, well, thank you guys. If you're still listening to this, or if you're still shook, or you're the government and you're going to cancel me right now, what's up? Fuck. I'm screwed now.
Okay, everyone listening, if you want to follow me or hear more about me, I'm The Truth Disciple. Make sure to follow me on my podcast at The Truth Disciple.
Mm-hmm.
And follow me on Instagram at The Truth Disciple. And lastly, follow me on Twitter. I have 0 followers. I need more followers. It's The Truth, DICDSCIPI. One.
Cool. Dope.
Truth. DICIP. 1. Okay.
Cool. Thank you so much. No problem. Yeah, definitely.
We'll definitely keep in touch.
We'll definitely keep in touch. And stay creepy, guys. Bye.
Bye.